Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is brought to you by the good folks at speakerspathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath, he's been busy posting videos there of what people say about us. And Dandy Don, we got about, 15 or 18 videos there?
Yeah, quite a few. Yesterday we had about 5 of them up on our website, and I said, gosh, I know we have more than that, and I went and scoured around, and I was surprised at the number that I found, and I posted them up there so people can hear what kind of more about what we do and what others have experienced at our events as well as with our training and coaching.
You're absolutely correct, because a lot of the events, a lot of the people you see there, and I'm going to look at it right quickly and just give you a background. If you see the American flag there, that is an event. If you see like the buildings there, that was after an event. And you'll be able to hear what type of training that we do there. My goodness gracious. And we've got a very, very special treat for you today. But I'd like to give a shout out and remember our good friend Stuart Gethner. He was going to be our guest today. He had to cancel at the last moment yesterday because his mother's in the hospital. Stuart, if you're listening to us or if you catch us on podcast, brother, we're thinking about you. Be sure and take care of your mom. We've got you rescheduled to come on a future date. And our thoughts and prayers are with you because, you know, moms are very, very special to us, aren't they, Dondi?
Absolutely. We all had one. And most of us are very, very close to our moms. I know I certainly was. So, yeah, Stuart, bless you.
Absolutely, because, you know, that takes priority over everything. And today, speaking about those testimonies, we have actually done a class twice, both times in Phoenix, Arizona, called Storytelling. And Dandy Don, every time we do it, people love it. And would you just be kind enough to share with the folks a little bit what storytelling entails, please?
Yeah, so, you know, usually, well, when we gave this, we gave it twice, and we titled it Storytelling for Fun and Profit. So this is about how to tell stories, but more importantly and more relevant maybe to the audience and certainly the people that were in our workshop is how to use stories in your business. And it can be an incredible, incredible tool when used properly. But why stories? So, Jim, why do we tell stories? Why are they important?
Well, stories are extremely important. Down through the history, people have told stories because it was number one. This was before the press. It was the only way people could share information about history, about truths, things of this nature. And when you attach an emotion to a story, it's branded in your brain. People their minds are trained to listen to stories because we can relate to someone's story, especially when they're sharing their true life, their true pain, how they overcame this, because that will enable people to like you, get to know you some, and respect you. And if you accomplish that, they will listen to you. Am I right on that, Dandy?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. The printing press was invented in 1480 something. I can't remember the exact date. It's like 1485 or something like that. So before that, you know, how do we keep track of what happened? It really, and how do we spread that message? It was all spoken. So over the hundreds or thousands of years that our brains have been with us as a human species, our brains have been trained to remember stories. And so we are biologically hardwired to pay attention to stories. And this is why every movie, every song, every time you read a book, they are stories, and we're fascinated by them. Our brains are just tuned into them.
Absolutely. And I mean, you'd be riding down the road and a song comes on. It's like they say back when I was young and good looking, and bang, that story will come to mind. Or an emotional event, like, you know, when Elvis Presley died, a lot of people remember that one. Or 9-1-1, you know, everybody remembers exactly where they were. So that's the power of a story, because it relates to our emotions. And it makes it just kind of like brands into your brain. It's just cemented in there. And it's very, very powerful. And being able to craft your personal story in the right way, that is what makes you untouchable to the competition. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
Yes. And something that I like to do with audiences when we, as a demonstration of exactly what you just talked about, Jim, is I'd like you to imagine an emotional event that happened in the last 2 years. Just think about an emotional event that happened in the last couple of years. Do you have one, Jim?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I'll bet you can remember like what season it was, maybe what month it was, maybe even the date, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
You can probably remember who you were with. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
You could probably even remember maybe the time of day. Was it early morning? Was it middle of the day? Or was it at night?
It was the middle of the day.
You can probably remember things like, you know, what you were wearing maybe even, or what someone else was wearing. Is that right?
Pretty much, yes.
So now that you got that picture, now I want you to think about 8 days before that, exactly 8 days before that. And I want you to tell me what time of the day you're thinking about, what people were wearing, where you were, anything about that day.
Okay, there's one thing and one thing only that I remember about that day 8 days before. I was alive.
You're alive, right?
That's about it. I'm being honest, folks.
So that just demonstrates the power of an emotional event. And when stories are told with emotion, when you can evoke that emotion in people, people are going to remember you. They're going to remember what you talked about. And why might that be important for your business, Jim?
Well, it's most importantly because people will not remember what you say, but they will remember how you made them feel. Think about that. That's amazing, isn't it, Don?
It is. And in your business, not everybody's going to need what you have when you have the opportunity to talk to them. Often they'll say, no, not right now, or that's not right for me. But it's not no, it's not now, right? So if you can remain in their memory, if they can remember what you do, if they can remember how you made them feel, they're more likely to remember what problem you can solve for them. So when they have that problem, who are they going to think of?
They're going to think of you, because in addition to how you made them feel, you also gave them confidence and trust. And that's something that every person out there is trying to hawk. And I'm not saying they're not trustworthy or anything like that, but that's the only platform they stand on, because they do not know the power of story. And you being able to tell your personal story to get your message out to people, so they will know that you are the real deal.
And Jim, since that workshop, I've had several of our members who went through that workshop reach out to me and say, oh my goodness, you know, being able to tell those stories about my business that we went through, and that we called it a learn shop because it was more learning than it was work, because it was quite a bit of fun. Being able to tell their what story, their how story, and their why story, which we'll go into a little bit later in the show. Being able to do that, they said, has caused people to be reaching out to them more. Just those little bit of tweaks that we were able to convey to people at Jim. Isn't that exciting?
It really is, because it takes the art of selling and it puts it in a different category, because you're not selling. What you're doing is sharing information. You're providing the people that you are the best source to receive what it is, and they're in their hour of need. That's what people are searching for. That's your clientele, people that you can help right now. And the future clientele are people that will keep you in mind because the way you made them feel, and they will contact you in their hour of need. Because I don't normally buy anything unless I need it. I don't normally do anything unless I need to, you know, in general. But you know, whenever you approach someone and you're talking to them and you share with them your story, I mean, they can connect with you. And not everybody's going to connect with you, but the ones that do, they're stuck with you. Am I right on that, Don?
Absolutely. And, you know, several people in the Learn Shop were conveying to us that you hear Goose in the background really loves that. They were conveying that they were tired of chasing people and telling them about their products. Well, guess what? When you can effectively tell stories about the problem that your product solves, you don't have to do any of that.
Absolutely, because you've just changed the entire paragraph, because it's not tell, hoping you can sell. It's leading someone from where they are, normally their pain, from where they are to where they want to be. And your story will be the pathway that will open the door, because remember, little hinges always open big doors. I read that somewhere, and I just popped in my mind, so I thought I'd share that with you today, because that's very, very critical when you think about, you know, well, you know, maybe a small person, or you may not have a good story, or maybe this or that. Remember, it just takes little hinges to open a big door.
And another thing that stories do is they create great imagery. And Jim, that's what you just did. You created an image in our minds that are going to stick, right? And that stayed in your mind because someone that told you or you read it, that created an image in your mind that's, you know, hard to shake.
Yeah, it really is, because how many times have we all felt like, you know, we need to open this big door. We're trying to, you know, push the thing open, and it's just, you know, it's like pushing a chain uphill sometimes. It's not easy. But if you remember, the little hinges can open the big doors. That will help you. That will give you encouragement. And we've got about 30 seconds, probably 25 seconds left before we go to commercial break. Dandy Dunn, do you have anything you want to add before we go to break?
When we come back, we're going to share with you the structure of virtually every story you've ever heard, and you will never see another movie, you'll never read another book without thinking of this.
Hot dog, I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Does music give us chills? Goosebumps, or the medical term horripilation, occurs while listening to music. That's because music stimulates a reward pathway in the brain, encouraging dopamine to flood the striatum, a part of the forebrain activated by addiction, reward, and motivation. Melomaniacs, or passionate music lovers, can get the chills from songs they are familiar with as they anticipate that long-awaited chord at the climax of the piece. Music, it seems, affects our brains the same way that chocolate, gambling, and potato chips do. I think I may need to stick to chocolate and potato chips, because I tried piano lessons and I felt like a goosedom noodle. What's a word for a person who dislikes practicing the piano? A mesodactylist.
It's marching neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And if you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you're going to see a lot of good information. We mentioned earlier about all of the people who have made testimonies about how great their association is and how valuable their membership is, and the most important, how valuable the training they got from Speakers Pathway, and then namely Don McGrath and all the other executive training directors, and what little bit I've contributed. But also, too, in addition to that, we have some free complimentary gifts there from all of our executive training directors. And Dandy Don McGrath is a speaking geek. He's also the gentleman that's really spearheaded and kind of fine-tuned TEDx talking. So, Dandy Don, share a little bit about the complimentary gifts there and the TEDx training and that sort of thing, sir.
So if you go to speakerspathway.com, right in the middle on the homepage, it says complimentary gifts. If you click on that, you'll scroll down, you see photos and the names of our executive training team, and every single one of them has contributed a complimentary gift. Now, also for TED training, I know TED people love TED Talks. I'm a total TED Talk nut. But on our homepage, up at the top in the menu says TED training. You click on that and you can download my complimentary gift, which is the 5 simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk. This tells you how, you know, what is TED? What is TEDx? How do you find TEDx events and how do you apply and win those stages? How do you put together a TED Talk? How do you deliver a TED Talk? And then how do you make the most of a TED Talk once you have it? It's really super valuable information. Just go. That's my gift to you.
Thank you, Don. I tell you, it's really amazing because we're talking about TEDx speaking and training and all that and being on a TEDx stage, and speaking is very, very critical in your business. You may not think you ever want to get on the stage, and that's fine. Most people don't. But you're going to use speaking to be able to present yourself either on a webinar, a YouTube video. If you're going to make a video or, you know, any type of thing like that, you got speaking's very, very critical. And to be an effective speaker, you must have a story. You got to be able to tell your story because you've got a very unique story and no one has your story. No one's lived your life and people can relate to you. And by using the power of storytelling with emotion, my goodness gracious, they will never, as in never, never, ever forget you. I like that. How about you, Don?
Yeah. I mean, stories grip you. You know, think of any book or movie that you've watched, and I'll bet you could recite what the story is, right? I mean, you'll be able to recite that. And I bet you there's hundreds of them that, if you really took time, you could sit down, you could write the name of the movie or book, and then you could basically, in a paragraph or two, recite the story. That tells you how sticky this is.
It really does. And, you know, we put on the storytelling twice out there in Phoenix. The first time, Don told me, he says, hey, Jim, let's do storytelling. We'll go through the what, the why, and the how, and all that. And I said, okay, that sounds good. And it was really great. But the second time we did it was just a few weeks ago out there in Phoenix, a couple weeks ago. And oh, my goodness. I mean, people were just blown away by it, Dandy Don. And I mean, because you're the speaking geek. I mean, you crafted that thing from the alpha to the omega. I got to tip my hat to you. And ladies and gentlemen, get a pen and paper. You're in for a treat because Dandy Don is going to share some of the nuts and bolts he did out there on the ground in Phoenix.
All right. Are you ready? Do you have a paper and pen? If not, get in front of your computer because you're going to want to take notes on this, right, Jim?
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. Think of pretty much any movie, any book, any story in North America that's popular or circulated or has any kind of success, and chances are really, really high they all follow the same recipe. It's called the hero's journey. And the hero's journey goes something like this. So at the beginning, it's always, you know, once upon a
time
in a place far, far
away.
So you anchor the story, typically starts by anchoring in time and place. And there's actual neurons in our brains that want to know what the time and the place is, because that tells us in the grand expanses of our lives or history or everything in the universe that we know anchors it in a time and a place, which is very, very important for our brains. Now, the beginning of the story tells us how life was for the hero at the start of the story. This was what their life was like in the past, what it's like. So, for example, in The Wizard of Oz, who was the hero, Jim?
Oh, my goodness, I've been drinking coffee. Excuse me. The hero, of course, is, you know, my goodness, I just got a...
Dorothy.
I'm sorry.
It's Dorothy.
I got to notice my daughter there, and it was kind of distracting me. I'm sorry. It was Dorothy, okay. Yes. Yeah. And they're on a yellow brick road heading to, you know, to find everything, and the lions wanting courage and all that good stuff. And
well, at the beginning of the story, though, Dorothy's living on the farm, right? Sure, you know, she's surrounded by her family. She's kind of in this place where they're kind of poor. Mm-hmm. The movie starts off in black and white. So you get the sense this is what life was like for Dorothy at the beginning of the story. So this is the beginning of the hero's journey. And then in the hero's journey, the next thing that happens is something changes. Something changes that sends the hero on a journey. So what happened to Dorothy, Jim?
Oh, well, you're talking about the tornado coming or what?
Yeah. So yeah. The tornado comes, right?
Yeah.
Into Kansas, picks up her and her little dog too, and picks it up and transports her to this place, right? Mm-hmm. So something big changes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And go ahead.
So, and then that change sends Dorothy on a quest. It sends her to want something. So what does Dorothy really want, Jim?
Well, she's trying to find her way back home, and of course, she meets up with characters along the way. It's been a long, long time since I've seen the movie. In fact, I was a kid, so that's why I'm a little rusty. And I got an email here from a message from my daughter, and my granddaughter's got some health problems, so that's what distracted me. So I apologize for that.
That's all right. But so yeah, she wants to go home. That sends her on a quest to get home. She's in this strange land. It's in color, which is entirely different if you remember the movie. And she is trying to find home. So she goes on a quest. And on this quest, she struggles. She meets the Wicked Witch of the West, and she meets, you know, all these challenges, the flying monkeys, and she struggles. She's trying to find home. She can't find home. She's trying to find. She has, you know, the characters come in and begin to try to help her. The Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow. They all come and they go on this journey and go on the struggles with her. And along the way, she learns some lessons. And then the final character, the wizard, really, he enlightens her. He enlightens her that she's had what she needed all the time. And so then Dorothy makes a plan, and she takes some action. She clicks the ruby slippers, and she ends up getting home. And there she's with her family, and she lives happily ever
after. And what's amazing about the story is, you know, the Cowardly Lion, he was looking for courage. And the Scarecrow, he was looking for a brain. And Tin Man wanted a heart. I mean, everybody wanted something. And everyone was in need.
And, you know, this is another thing that you'll see when you start looking at this. Each one of them went on their own hero's journey.
Yes.
Right? So the Cowardly Lion went on his hero's journey. Right? Mm-hmm. The Scarecrow went on a hero's journey. Even the wizard went on a hero's journey. So there's stories within the stories, which makes that an incredible, incredible story. But that's basically that hero's journey. The very beginning, this was what life was like. Then something big happens, sends the hero on a quest. The hero goes and they struggle and they struggle and they struggle. And then often there's an all is lost moment where they think they might even die or give up. And then they find a guide comes into their life. They gain some insight. They take some action. They find success. Now, this is the stories that are popular here in the United States and in North America. But have you ever seen a foreign film like one from Europe where it just like ends, like the hero dies and the piano sinks to the bottom of the ocean. It's like, how does that make you feel?
Oh, that just tears you apart, because in the hero's story that you're talking about, you're always pulling for the hero. Come on, because all the odds are against them and they're pushing a chain uphill in their life. And that's the power of a story, especially the hero's journey. I mean, because that gets you connected. And when you're doing your story, your own personal story, you are the hero. You're sharing with them about your hero's journey. And that's extremely powerful, isn't it, Dandy?
It is. And I was just reviewing someone's talk the other day. They're actually in a speaking competition, and they have a short talk, a 6-minute talk. And it was about the importance of kisses in their life. It's a really great story, really humorous story. And it starts off, you know, first kiss at 8 years old, and kind of very humorous story. And at the end, the last story ended with like a kiss back in college. And my feedback to this individual was, gosh, I wanted the hero's journey to end. Like, I wanted it to find out about the kiss with your wife, right? That brought that happily ever after. And I wasn't feeling that in the story. So he was like, oh, of course. So he changed his talk, and it really is going to be much more powerful following that hero's journey.
Absolutely. And also too, ladies and gentlemen, how many times have you been watching a story, a movie, and you're following the story real good, you're into it, and then all of a sudden it has a twist to it or something, and you go like, that didn't end right. You know, what's that about, you know? That just goes to show you how our minds are programmed and the way they're wired. So when something goes against the grain and the outcome's not what we expect, that's not, and we don't care for that, do we, Dandy?
No. We don't. And that's, you know, some people might like it because it's curious or it's different, but most of us leave feeling kind of dissatisfied, like I did with that talk or with a European movie that ends with the hero dying, right? It's like a tragedy. And I walk away feeling kind of unfulfilled. And that's not what you want to leave with your customers, right, when you tell your own story.
Absolutely. And the good news of it is 100% avoidable if you know how to craft your story. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging and we're heard. Laughter was such good medicine. Ancient Greek physicians sent their patients to visit comedians to be healed. In the 1300s, surgeon Henry D. Mondeville used to tell jokes to his patients in the recovery room. Dr. Mondeville must have been a bit of a witzel such. That's a person who tells jokes and no one ever laughs. We laugh 6 times more when in the company of another person than we do by ourselves, and 30 times more when we are in a group. Laughter isn't under our conscious control. If you've ever started cacinating at school, in church, or at a funeral, you know what I'm talking about. Cacinating is another word for uncontrollable laughter. It's marching neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by and proudly sponsored by the good guys. I say good guys are guys and gals there at speakerspathway.com. Just go to speakerspathway.com. We got free complimentary gifts. We've got TEDx training for your kick butt TEDx talk. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, speakerspathway.com, we're about most of our members are ladies. And they are entrepreneurs with about anywhere from two to 10 years experience, but they have not reached the level of success that they've been searching for. They finally found us, thank the good Lord, and bless them too. And then click on the testimonies there, what others say about, you'll see a lot of what these ladies say about us. And we're so proud and we're so thankful for that. And Dandy Don, I tell you something, it's really an honor for people to brag on you, isn't it?
it's wonderful to have made a difference in so many people's lives. And really, it's been breakthroughs for so many of our members. And it's just every time I hear one, I have to laugh. really do. I get on the phone with someone and they tell me about how, you know, they just signed up 4 new clients and because of some little thing that they little thing in our mind, I guess, that they learned from our training.
Yeah, exactly. And when they're standing there and when I see them on the video or if they're telling me in person how great the training is and all that, it just provokes a tremendous emotion inside. And it really makes me feel greatly honored and proud to be of service there, not a puffed up pride, but just proud to be in a position to be of service to them. And that emotion really sticks with you because that has the stickability. Everything that, you know, that you recall in your life, every story you can recall, emotion is a cement that really makes it stick in your mind. And on this part of the episode, Dandy Don is going to be talking a little bit. We're going to be talking about some emotion, are we not, sir?
We are. We talked about the recipe. One part of the recipe for a great story is the hero's journey, that in some way, shape, or form, your story will follow that arc if it's going to satisfy people, if it's going to be memorable, if it's going to be consistent with they want to hear, right? Once upon a time in a land far, far away, heroes like this goes on this journey and then lives happily ever after. And if it doesn't follow that arc, it's not going to be satisfying. But in addition to that, it needs to evoke
emotion. Yeah.
And so there's two different types of storytelling. One is called narrative and the other is called episodic. And I'll give you an example of a narrative. So when I was 7 years old, my father died. And my mother, it was on January 1st, 1971, my mother brought my sister, older sister and I into the front room of our house and told her that her father was never coming home again. Mm. And that's narrative. I basically just told you what happened. Now, chances are you may not remember that 5 months from now, but if I tell you the story differently, if I said, I can still remember that day. It was January 1st, 1971, and I could still smell the pine in the air from the Christmas tree. Mm. And while I was little, I was the youngest of 5 kids, and I could still remember the deafening silence in our house, which was never quiet, but it was quiet on this day. And my mother coming to find my next older sister and I, and walking us through the living room, through the worn carpet of our old house, to the front parlor in our house. And she sat us down on the couch. And she knelt down in front of us, put her warm hand on our cold hands. It was a drafty old house. As she told us that her father was never coming home.
Wow.
I have a feeling you're going to remember that one.
Yes, because you know what, Dandy Don, I'm with you in that story. I'm going, you know, into the parlor. I visualize, I can feel the coolness in the air, the cold hands, the mother's warm hands on my cold hands. I can relate to that. I can feel that. That's really special. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share with you also that Dandy Don's father was a prisoner of war during World War II. And he was in a concentration camp in Germany. And we're very thankful for his service. And we're thankful that, so grateful that Dandy Don has the courage to share that story with us, because it's very touching, you know, whenever you lose a parent. And, of course, it's very hard on you and all that. But to go through and share the details of that, it really is tremendous. And thank you so much, Dandy, for sharing that with us, because you illustrated that point extremely, extremely well. People can relate to that. People can connect to that and remember that.
Thank you, Jim. And that story chokes me up every time I tell it. And So I imagine it probably has a similar effect to others. And it is one of those things, too, that when you're vulnerable, when you share details about yourself, like being the youngest of five kids, other people can connect to that. There's other people who are listening to you who are the youngest, maybe not a five, but they're the youngest, and they connect with you. If you're the only boy, there's some people out there who are the only boy or girl, and they will connect with you. Mm-hmm. If they lived in a house that had an old worn carpet or a drafty house, they will connect with you. So it's those sharing those details and bringing us to that time and that place is what really connects that emotion and connects people to you in telling your story.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, I know as Dandy Don was sharing the real life experience, everything that he shared there, you could actually visualize yourself going with them as being part of that family to receive that kind of news. I mean, that's just really, you know, provokes emotion. And that's the power of storytelling. He's using Dandy Don as an example, talking about his father there, the way his mother had to share with the kids the truth about his father. That's very, very unique. And that's how special and unique your story is. And you can see the huge difference between you telling your story than trying to sell something. I mean, there's just no comparison. There really isn't. And Dandy Don, I tell you, I've seen you do the storytelling, you know, workshops, and I've seen you in action, and I, you know, just amazed at how great of a speaking geek you really are, brother. I salute you.
I've come a long way since we first started. Now, in that story, if it ended right there, that would be an unsatisfying story, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was an example of episodic storytelling. But if I were then to tell you something along the lines of, as I grew older and as I matured and got some wisdom, I began to realize that very unfortunate event that happened young in my life actually was a tremendous gift. What it taught me was this: the time we have on this earth is limited. And if you have something that you really, really want to do, someone you really want to love, someone you really want to see, something you really want to do or accomplish, don't wait. And that has been how I have lived my life. And I look back, and it was that moment back in 1971 that really spurred that thought in my mind and has led to many of the joys and blessings that I've had in my life.
That's really encouraging. It really is. And you're exactly right. I won't go into great detail. The narrative, I lost a daughter in 1973. It was June the 25th, 1973. She was born that day. She died that day. But my point being, in that tragedy, as I grew and dealt with that tragedy, I started having a stronger faith. And I know that I know that I know that I know that one day I will meet her again and we will never be separated. And that gives me hope. And that's encouraging, because everybody along the pathway of life, they need encouragement. It may not be something as, you know, severe as, you know, a death in the family, but they just might need a, you know, a pat on the back. Thank you for being you. Think about that. Think about people that you haven't reached out to. I encourage you to reach out to them and just say, hey, just thinking of you. Hope you're doing well. And I appreciate you. I don't know about you, Don, but that really does mean a lot to me. How about you, brother?
It certainly does. Don't wait. And all of these things we have, like, teach us a lesson. And Jim, I've actually seen you do the episodic version of that story, and there is never a dry eye in the room when you tell that story. So it is super important and critical skill for listeners out there. If you want to learn how to tell stories and have them memorable, to implement some of the things that Jim and I are sharing with you today.
Also, too, when we come back, and we've got about 2 minutes before we go to commercial, but when you come back, we're going to start tying some things, the loose ends up together, because it doesn't have to be anything traumatic or anything like that. It could be something like overcoming the hurdles in your life, the things that just seem to keep gnawing at you and dragging you down. I mean, you know, Dandy Don, I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when I tell people I feel like I've been pushing a chain uphill. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, every day. Only every day.
Oh my goodness. And you know, it's really a habit that you need to break. And I'm just going to give a shout out real quickly to Bill Heinrich. If you go to speakerspathway.com, there at the complimentary gifts, get Bill Heinrich, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, get his free gift. This guy will teach you a lot about, you know, overcoming the main emotion of fear and turning on to love, because when you're in love, that's when you're in the abundance of life. And that's what everybody searches for and everybody needs. And ladies and gentlemen, we got about 15 seconds left before we go to commercial. But Dandy Don, I'm really looking forward to the last leg of this show. And please share this show with others and subscribe to others, because this is a very, very valuable show today, ladies and gentlemen. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to share with you how this applies to your business. The three most important stories you need to be able to tell in your business.
Wow, I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
In celebration of what would have been author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Roald Dahl's 100th birthday, Oxford University Press has published the Oxford Roald Dahl Dictionary. The dictionary is both authoritative and a little bit mischievous, and includes everyday words plus those invented by Dahl for his books. One of my favorite words from the dictionary is Zosimus. That is what the big friendly giant calls the stuff that dreams are made of, which he whisks with his magical egg beater. Roald Dahl loves the letter Z, which he uses in his mystical words, like fizz-whizzing, zip-fizzing, and zunk. By now, you might be feeling a bit biff-squiggled. That's another word for confused or puzzled.
It's Marching Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is directly related to you because Dandy Don is going to share some nuggets with you, how you can perfect your story and what's in it for you. Am I right on that, Dandy?
Yes, this is the three key stories that you need to be able to tell in your business to grow your business and attract new clients.
Oh boy, let's get right into it. I can't wait.
All right, so you know, when you think about why customers buy from you, the first and primary reason that someone buys anything is to solve a problem or to make life better, right, Jim? I mean, that
yes.
If that doesn't happen, then you don't have a business.
Exactly right.
So you have to be able to tell a story about a problem you solve or an opportunity that you create for someone to make their life better. So when you think about that, who think about the hero's journey. So if you're going to tell a story that describes a problem that you solve for someone and or an opportunity that you have been able to create, who might be the hero in that story, Jim?
I'm looking in for what's in it for me. I want to be the hero, you know?
It's a satisfied customer.
Satisfied right? customer, right.
A satisfied customer is going to be the hero in your what story. Mm-hmm. And in that story, you're going to describe, here's where they were. They were struggling. They had this problem. They were feeling this way. They were feeling frustrated. They were feeling depressed. They were feeling broke. They were feeling something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, we met, and I was able to share with them that what I could do, how my product works, what it does, and they began using it. And what they found was once they started doing that, they started seeing these results, and they lived happily ever after. So it's being able to tell that story. And in our workshop, we go really, really deep into this. There's like mm-hmm. eight questions that when you answer them in our worksheet, in our action guide, it basically is the story that you need to be able to tell. It's your what story about the problem you solve or the opportunity you create for someone. And when I remember watching people at our Learn Shop gym, they were just blown away by how easy this was. That was step by step.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it just gave them clarity in their mind, and they realize if I answer this question, that then this next question becomes clear, and so on and so forth, and they just grew right there, right in front of our eyes. They just blossomed right in front of our eyes. That's the power of what Don is sharing with you right now.
And so I might tell a story about Stephanie. And Stephanie, when Stephanie came to us, when we first met Stephanie, she was having some success, but not the success that she really wanted. She was looking to grow her business into a six-figure business. And she tried and she tried. She was doing a lot of online marketing. She was doing a lot of networking and really wasn't able to get the success she desired. And then we met. And the first training that she went through was we helped her to craft a six-minute talk that she could do, that she could use in her networking. She went to many networking groups. And once she got clear on this talk, became her go-to talk, she began delivering that talk at all of the networking groups that she went to. Mm-hmm. Consistently now, she signs up three or four new clients at every single time she speaks. And now she's on her way to that six-figure business.
Absolutely. And I remember the first time we met her, she was kind of like a shotgun trying to hit the target. She was, you know, wanting to do this, wanting to do that. And I didn't think we could even help her. In fact, I told her that, and she wasn't about to let me go because there was something that she experienced in our storytelling training, she says, this is what I've been searching for. And that's what Dawn is sharing with you, and we're sharing with you today on this program, because we know there's something in there that you've been searching for. And Dandy Dawn, if someone wanted to, you know, after the show is over, they want to get in touch with you about tell me more about storytelling, would you be kind enough to share with them how they can get in touch with you?
You just send me an email, don@speakerspathway.com. It's just that simple.
And ladies and gentlemen, that will also be in the description of the show, be on the iTunes and YouTube and all that. So please download the show. Please share the show with others. And we still got about 10 minutes left. So I'm going to hush and let Don talk a little bit here. Share some more good nuggets with us, brother.
So that's your what story. And I gave you a very brief version of a what story. Obviously, if I had more time, I would give more, I would give more detail on how Stephanie was feeling and maybe some of the struggles that she had, and maybe some more about the successes that she had. But that's the what story. But if all you have is a what story, if all you do is solve a problem for someone, then as soon as someone comes along who's cheaper and more convenient and who solves that same problem, what happens, Jim?
They're going to go to them and leave you alone.
People are going to jump ship. So that's not enough. That's what you would call a commodity business if all you do is solve that problem. So the next reason that people buy from you is you provide something special for them, that you make it easier, you make it cheaper, you make it more pleasant, you do it in a great location, you create an experience, something, whatever your special sauce is, that's your how story. So we told your what story. Your how story is how you do this in a very special way that make people feel special, or that's different than anything else anyone can do. And so a how story that I might tell, and I'll use Stephanie again as an example. Stephanie was looking to develop her 6-minute talk because she wasn't getting the success she wanted, so she came to one of our trainings. And so what we did at that training that took 2 days, only 2 days, where step by step we walked her and other participants through developing a 6-minute talk. Began with the opening. So we talked about the elements of an opening. People got to work on their opening right then and there at the Learn Shop. And then they gave their opening in front of the group and got expert coaching. And we walked through the opening, we walked through the problem statement, we walked through the solution, we walked through the call to action. So step by step, we walked her through this. So at the end of 2 days, she had the whole talk that she had run through multiple times in small groups and then in front of the group. And that has become her go-to talk. And that is the talk that she uses consistently to get clients every time that she speaks.
Absolutely, because her signature talk, ladies and gentlemen, is Dr. Sony Jackson, one of our executive training directors, shared with me. He says some of the people who have been through some of the training that Stephanie went through, and they're seeing the success she's having now, and they're thinking, what in the world is she doing different? And it's storytelling. That's it in a nutshell. Am I right on that, Dandy?
It is. It is. And in that how story at Speaker's Pathway, one of our special sauces is that we break things down. We make it easy. You get expert coaching, like personal coaching, not like here's a YouTube video, but this is like actual feedback from subject matter experts. We care about your success. When you run into problems, we're there for you. We'll walk you through. We'll walk with you over those hurdles. So It's very in person. It's very high touch, very step by step. And it just made it easy for Stephanie to do that. And she's got astounding results. So that's our how story. That's our special sauce, Jim, right?
It sure is, sir. It sure is. And we're so glad that Stephanie's got that success, because it just dominoes and it helps her to reach a multitude of people to help them. And that's what you're supposed to do with your story and all your gifts in life, is to use them to bless others. And Dandy Dawn, what else should they know about storytelling?
So you know what your what story is and your how story. Your what story is problem you solve, opportunity you create. How story is your special sauce, that something that demonstrates how you do something different than anybody else can. But you know what? What really makes a killer brand, what really makes you sticky and has people coming back for everything that you produce, is your why story.
Why story.
your why story. So the other, in the other stories, the hero was a satisfied customer. So who do you think is the hero in your why story, Jim?
I tell you right now, when you start talking about the why story, I can see myself in that why story. And also, you know, why you do something. I mean, why you want to just go forward and share this with others. I mean, you want to be a good servant. That's what I get out of the why story. And that's what I see.
Yeah, it's you, the business owner. You actually get to be the hero in your why story. And, you know, like for Jim and I, our why story is that we attended a lot of speaker training. And speaker training can be really, really expensive, $2,000 to $4,000 a day.
Amen.
And what we saw over and over again is out of every 10 people that were taking that course that we met, two actually were able to get true value out of there and get more than what they paid out of that. However, about 8 out of 10 were not. They either weren't ready for that level of training or didn't get the support they needed going forward. So we decided, and it broke our hearts to see them racking up tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt and having to quit, you know, give up their dream and go get a job again. So we decided there must be a better way. And that's why we created Speakers Pathway, which provides an affordable ongoing support program where people can get all the training they need, all the coaching they need to walk them down their pathway to success.
Absolutely. And the reason why we created Speakers Pathway Coalition, because ladies and gentlemen, we could have sat around and complained and we could have pointed fingers and we could have said this and that. But you know what we did? We got it up. We got it in gear. And we were focused on helping people get from where they are to where they want to be. That should be your focus. And your storytelling with your what, your how, and your why, that is the combination to that big door that your little hinges and your storytelling will open for you 100% of the time. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
Absolutely, because success rewards action.
Amen. It really does. And we're getting down to pretty close to a close of the show here. We got about less than 1 minute left. And Dandy Don, again, I want you to share with the folks how they can get in touch with you, because there's going to be some people going to say, wow, I want to know more about the storytelling. I mean, you just hit the tip of the iceberg. How can they get in touch with you again, sir?
Just send me an email at don@speakerspathway.com. I'll get back to you within 24 hours. I'd love to talk to you more and find out more about your why story.
Absolutely. And also visit us at speakerspathway.com and be sure and stop in there and listen to the testimonies on the left, what others say about us. Be sure and pick up some complimentary gifts as our gift to you. And most importantly, let us help you craft your story, because you got the greatest story on planet Earth and no one has your story. And you're just going to be amazed. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next week.